You give out Chumash, give me a Chumash. Alright, if you take a look, I'll make it short and sweet. If you take a look, Parshas Vayigash, if you have a Chumash in front of you. So the story beforehand is talking about where Yosef sent them back, and then they found, he sent a shliach after them, saying that his gevir, kesef, that keilu, he was looking at and telling them what goes on in the family was missing, and they found it in Binyamin's Sakit, and they brought them back to Yerushalayim. They brought them back to Mitzrayim. Okay, so if you take a look, Vayigash Elov Yehuda. Yehuda stepped forward, and Yehuda is now, he took Aravus. I say Aravus in English. Aravus. He took Aravus. Huh?
Oh, a cosigner.
He was a cosigner. He was an Orav. He was an Orav for to make sure that Binyamin goes back. So he started fighting with Yosef. And he started fighting with Yosef that what? That you got to have Rachmanis on him. Our father lost his first son. And he's been left alone with his youngest son from one mother. Okay, and he keeps fighting on backwards and forwards. In fact, the Medrash says even further, the Medrash says that Adoni Sholes Avodov, says the Medrash. Your master, the Yehuda, was arguing with Yehuda, with Yosef. He says, "Lechatchila, you turned up with a whole shtickel Torah that we're coming here to spy. We opened up everything in front of you, and we told you that we're here to look for our brother, etc., etc. And you're backwards and forwards. And now, you see what I'm doing now. I became an Orav. I became a co-signer to make sure that Binyamin comes back. And if I don't bring Binyamin back, I'm going to lose not only my Olam Hazeh, I'm going to lose my Olam Haba." That was the co-signing that Yaakov was masking to. So Yosef turns around and says to him, "How come you weren't there when you sold your younger brother to the Yishmaelim? And how come you weren't there when your father, you're worried about your father's feelings and your father's going to go down to the grave if we don't bring back Binyamin? How come when you said Torah, Torah, Yosef was torn apart? How come you weren't there, B'Shas Ma'at? So where were you thinking about your father?" Yosef gave him heavy Musa. When Yehuda saw this, Yehuda started screaming and crying and shouting, "Ki eich ela al ovi, how am I going to go up to my father?" And then they told Naftali to go and find out how many main roads there are in Mitzrayim, because Naftali was Ayola Shalucha, he knew how to jump quick, he used to run very quick, and he told him there's 12 Shvatim, there's 12 big marketplaces, and Yehuda turned around to the Shvatim and says, "I'll take three on, each one of you take one on yourself, and we'll wipe out Mitzrayim." The kids, they saw there's going to be a World War III over here. Yosef saw this, so Yosef says, and this is going backwards and forwards. This is what's going on in the Pasuk. So if you turn to the Pasuk over there, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Ohayah kiroisa kein hanav ameis. He's going to die. Ve'irides avodecha sevus avdecha avinam yogan sheli. You're going to bring down my father to the grave. And Yosef keeps pushing him. And where were you when you, didn't you think about your father going to the grave when you told him that Yosef was killed? And where were you when Yosef, when you came back to your father, didn't take the tzar of 22 years? Backwards and forwards. But lo yochol Yosef lisapik. Then it came to a point where he saw it's sakonos nefoshos. So Yosef turns around and tells everybody, leave the room. Leave the room, everybody should leave the room except the shvatim. Vayitin is kolob of chi. In the Medrash it's brought down that Yosef turned around and said to them, you want to know where your brother is? I bought him. I know where he is. Let me call him and I'll bring him to you. And he started calling Yosef, Yosef. And they're all looking around the room, where's he going to come out from? And Yosef turned around, if you take a look, the Pasuk, it says, Vayomer Yosef el Achav, don't look around, says the Medrash, Ani Yosef, I'm Yosef. And then he asks, Ha'oid Avi Chai, is my father still alive? They couldn't answer him because they were so embarrassed. In fact, the Medrash says that the neshamas went out. They died. They were so blown away by the shock of suddenly Ani Yosef that the Malach had to come back and put the neshamas back into them. And then he says, Vayomer Yosef el Achav, Gishu no alayhi. Come forward. Vayomer, and he said again, Ani Yosef, Achichem, my brother, Asher mechartem oisim Mitzrayim, which you sold me to Mitzrayim. So let's go through these two psukim. What's Yosef saying? Yosef says, Ani Yosef. And then he says, Ha'oid Avichai, is my father still alive? What was he saying here? He already asked in Parshas Vayigash, in Parshas Miketz, when they came down the second time, he said to them, Ha'oid Avichai. And since then they hadn't gone up. They left Mitzrayim with their Tvur, and then they were stopped outside Mitzrayim, and they were told to come back, because the Gvir was missing. This golden cup was missing. So why is he asking again, Ha'oid Avichai? What's Pshat? V'lo yoch le'echol v'anos eisei, kin yivhalo miponov. They couldn't answer him. That was one thing. Then the Pasuk says again, and it doesn't say that the brothers came along and answered him on the question. That was it. Then he said again, V'yomer Yosef, Gishu no alai, V'yigoshu, come forward, step forward, V'yigoshu. So Rashi says, he showed them that he was Taka Yosef, he showed them that he was a mohel. V'yomer ani Yosef, and now he said something else. He didn't say ani Yosef, ani Yosef achichem, I'm your brother. So he was Yosef, his brother. And then he threw at them, Hashem achartim Yosef b'mitzrayim, which you sold to me the Mitzrayim. V'ata al te'otzvu, don't be depressed, don't understand. Forget, I'm the shlich from the Ribbon Shlich. So we have to understand two psukim over here. One pasuk is, what's the first pasuk telling me? Ani Yosef ha'id avichai. What is this? He's asking a question. What's he saying? My father's still alive? You know my father's alive. We haven't seen him since the last time we told you your father's alive. Then you don't see either that the brothers answered him on that question. And then the second time round, he says, Ani Yosef achichem. Changes the nusach. What happened to the first time? So here, you have to take a look at the medrash. There's a Meir Dikin medrash over here. Oh. Vayitin et koilo bevchi, v'lo yochol la'echol la'anas eisei. Right? They couldn't answer him. So, Abba koim ba'ad lo'ime, says the medrash. You got it on the first page, I think it is. The medrash. Oma, oloi mi yom adin. Woe is to the yom adin, and oloi mi yom ateichocha. And woe is to the day of judgment, and the day of where the Rebbeinu Shalom will tell us off. Why? Bilam, chochem shaloi v'dei kechovim, the Bilam who was the Novi and chochem of the Goyim, lo yochel la'amoid, couldn't stand, but teichachta shalasoinoi, when this donkey opened up his mouth, and he gave him Musa, right? He couldn't answer him. All he said was, I agree. Tilchsiv, askin iskanti lasid l'chokoi v'yim r'loi. And he agreed with him. He said, you're right. Is Yosef? Ketanim shel ha'shvotim. Yosef was the smallest of all Shvatim in Madrega. V'lohayu l'cholim la'amud b'teichachtoi. They couldn't stand by his teichocha. What does the Medrash say here? That there was a teichocha over here. This is a merdik adiyuk that the Beis Halevi has over here, that the Medrash is not saying he gave them Musa. Hadahu d'chsev v'loyochlu echrov lano isoisoi. They couldn't answer him. Kinivhalu miponov. They were so bushed out. They were so embarrassed that they couldn't answer him. They just like they disintegrated. They were niftataka. The Medrash says that the yotzon nishmosom, and the malach came back and put the neshama back in. L'kishayova Hakadosh Baruch Hu. When the time will come for each one of us, when the Ribbono Shel Olam v'yachiach kol echod ve'echod, and he'll tell everybody off lefi mashahu. Now remember, there's a Murid Kadiyak over here, which I'm going to talk about later. Lefi mashahu, lefi his madrega, lefi who he is. Shenema oichichacho ve'erucho le'enecho alachas kama v'kama akal v'choyma, that you're not going to be able to know what to answer. If Yosef, who was the captain Shabashvatim, just said, Ani Yosef, and that Teichocha was enough, that they Pasha Unifta, is Kalvach Chayma, what's going to be when we come up to Beis Nishlamayla, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to tell us, Kol Echod Ve'echod Lefi Mashahu, each one according to his Koichas, his strengths, Alachas Kama V'Kama. So here says, there's two Chiddushim in this Medrash. One chiddush is, it was a teichocha. And this is the pshat in the pasuk. When the pasuk says, Ani Yosef, he wasn't saying, I am Yosef, welcome to the club. Ani Yosef, I am Yosef, ha'oid ovi chai. He's not asking if his father was alive. He's saying Musa to them. Ha'oid ovi chai? You're just fighting for Binyamin. You went out your way to understand the tzad that your father's going to go through. If Binyamin doesn't come back up, Ha'od Avichai, is my father still alive after all the Torahs that you gave him when you sold me? Ani Yosef, I am the same Yosef that you sold. Ha'od Avichai, you're fighting for Binyamin. Where were you when you were fighting for me? Where did you go? Suddenly you have the koichas to fight for Binyamin? How come you didn't have the koichas to fight for me? You have such an erlichkeit about your parent, about your father, that he's not gonna make it. He's gonna be yored sheol. He'll go down in the grave, v'yogin sheolah, in great pain, in sorrow. Where was the rachmanis on your father when you sold me? Where was the rachmanis on your father when you came along and showed them Torah of Yosef? Yosef Eistachos was eaten up by an animal. Where was he for 22 years? Your father didn't have a nevuah. Ani Yosef. All he said was one word. I am Yosef. Ha'oid Avichai. Ha'oid Avichai was the Teichocha. That was the message that he said to them. That was him telling them off. Ha'oid Avichai. Then there was a new pasuk. Once he gave them the Musa, then he said again, Vayom Yosef Alcha Gushu Na'ilai Vayigashu. They started moving back. He said, no, come forward. Now that you got your Musa, Vayom Ani Yosef Achicha. I'm your brother. I gave you the Musa. You got the message? No problem. Now I'm Yosef, your brother. I'm part of you. Asher Machatan, you sold me? No problem. But I'm still your brother, and there's still going to be Achva v'Achva v'Sholem. Because you don't have to worry, says the next pasuk. V'ato, al te'otzu, v'al yicha b'nechem. Don't worry about it. Because it wasn't you that did it. The Ribbono Shel Olam sent me as a shliach. Because he sent me to save the world. In the Medrash that we just learnt, and this is pshat in the whole parsha. This is pshat in the whole parsha. That how the psukim go, you'll see all the way through the parsha, and it doesn't say. I'm still your brother. Doesn't say he was Moichalam. Doesn't say he was Moichalam. Faket, even after when Yaakov Avinu was Nifta, they were very scared that they're going to come along and Yosef is going to take Nakama. It wasn't klar that he gave him a chile in Gansen. It wasn't Pashut. But what? They came forward, he showed them that he was a Mohel. They realized this is Taki Yosef. Ani Yosef Achicha. Now it wasn't techocha. Now it was telling him, fakir, I'm your brother. Ha'oida v'chai was a musishnus. Techocha. That's the way the Medrash learns up. But the Medrash says, Amor de Gazach. The Medrash says, L'kishayova HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Rebbeinu Shalom will come, v'yechiyach, and he'll tell everyone off. L'fi mashuhu. What does l'fi mashuhu mean? L'fi mashuhu, what does that mean? So here, as an introduction to understand what the Medrash means over here, and this is Pshat in the Pasuk, let's learn the next Maisa. The Maisa del Yonovi. Pamachas. So Amor de Gamaisa. Eliyahu says over the story, I was going from one place to another. Umatso only Odom Echod. And one guy found me. Shlohoye by Loy Mikra Valoy Mishnah. He didn't know Chumish, didn't know Mishnais. Voyimisloitzit Umalik Bedvorim. Ubon connected. He was making the tzonas. What we would call today anti Yeshivish. Uvo connecti. And he came up against me. V'amatiloi. And I said to him, says Eliyahu Novi, B'ni, ma'ata meishiv lo'avicha shebeshmaim lo'yem adin. What are you going to answer your father when you come upstairs? Yem adin. V'amalei, Rebbe, yesh li devorim shani meshiva. Don't worry. I'll work it out with God. Sound familiar? I'll work it out with him. He understands where I'm coming from. Bina v'deya lo noslu min hashamayim. Bina, understanding. Deya. He didn't give me a good head. She'ekra ve'eshna, that I'll be able to learn, and I'll be able to learn Mishnais, I'll be able to chaza. That's what I'm going to answer when I come upstairs. I'm stupid. I don't have a head to learn. I can't sit. V'matila b'ni. Elyonovi answers, b'ni, ma'amalachtecha, what's your work? V'amalei tsayodani. I'm a fishman. I catch fish. My son, who taught you and told you that you should get flax and then you'll know how to make nets and you're going to throw it into the river and you know how to bring up fish? Fishing is a whole chokhmah, right? I'm sure some of you know that you can sit there a whole day. It's a whole chokhmah how to catch it. Exactly. So for that you have to say, "Vamatili bni, b'zeh nosnuli bni deya min hashamayim." He said, "Rebbe, that they gave me. That I understand. What they call today, you would say, I'm street smart. That I understand. When it comes to business, no problem." Vamatili, and I said to him, "Sizalei novi umalahavi pishton." And if you could bring pishton, v'la'arig mitzudis, and you knew how to sew big nets together, u'la'hashlich le'yom, you knew how to throw it into the ocean, v'la'halois dagim min hayam, you knew how to bring up fish from the yam, nosnu l'cha bina u'deya min hashamayim, that they gave you seichel from shemayim, u'ledivrei teira and to teira shekosubo, ki korove lecha adova moed, it's so close to you, b'ficha. It's in your mouth, ubilvach in your heart, la soy soy, to do it. It's so right next to you. Le nosnu l'cha bina v'deyam in hashamayim. That the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't give you seichel? That the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't give it to you? That means to understand business, to go to college, dos hab ich ya. And to fashtein mortgages, that I do understand. Aber for Torah, that you don't understand where the Torah says, ki kar ve'lach adov v'moyd, b'ficho b'vavcha la soy soy, le nosnu l'cha bina v'deyam in hashamayim. Miyad hayomelim koila uboicha umisanich. The guy turned around and he started crying, and he was made him koila. Lift up his voice umisanich, and he was sighing. V'amatilo bni, don't worry, al yero lacha. Don't worry about it. It's not so bad. Ela kol shah bnei odom boya olam. Anybody in the world. Hey, meshivim tshuva al oisa inyan shana iskim bo. That's the way they think they're going to answer by the Rebbeinu shel olam. Avol. Their own maisers will disprove their answers to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You take a guy, I can't give stocker, I'm not making panosa. And the Ribbono Shel Olam will show that for your own needs and for when you wanted a good time, you suddenly found the money. But for the poor guy that comes to your door, knocking on your door, he didn't have that money. But for the shtusim that you could think, that's pshat. The Rebbeinu Shlomo will show you the stira that all of us live in. Don't worry, kol boy oilo mishivin tshuvazu. Everybody will be in the same boat. You'll turn around to the Rebbeinu Shlomo and say, I didn't make it in yeshiva, I didn't have a head, I couldn't sit, it didn't go in. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo will turn around and say, 50 years, 60 years in business? You managed to have a Lexus, you managed to have a house, you managed to pay the mortgage, you managed to do good business. Where did that head come from? And for Torah, you didn't have the head. And he'll just like disintegrate your whole shtick of Torah in 2 seconds. What are you going to say? Ani Yosef. How are you going to answer the Rebbeinu Shlomo? Lefi mashahu, says the Beis Halevi. We're going to come upstairs and take a look at the Medrash. L'kishyovak shvuchu yechich kol echod ve'echod lefi mashahu. From the way he behaves, from the way he is, from what he gave out his koichos for what he used his brain for. Lefi mashahu, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to show him and say, for that you could do it and for this you couldn't. You could spend $200, $100 in a restaurant, on a masiba. But for tefillin, to get them checked, it'll cost you 200 shekel. You don't have the money. It's too much. The Rebbeinu Shlomo said, you walked around half your life with posel of tefillin. There were b'di'evet kosher. I didn't have the money. Yeah, but a few days before, you managed to buy quite a lot of vodka. You managed to put together the money. So you suddenly don't have money for tefillin? Tzitzis! Can't afford it. It's expensive. I couldn't be bothered. But you still had the koich to walk all the way up to the hill and walk all the way down at 2 o'clock in the morning to make sure that you had for Friday night enough bottles to make sure to keep you going for throughout a whole depressing Shabbos. Oh, but to go to Geula on a bus to go and pick up a choshva pair of tzitzis that I didn't have koich for. I don't have the money for it. What's he going to answer the Rebbeinu Shlomo? Lefi mashahu. That's what he means in the Medrash. According to what you are. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to say, Ani Yosef, to each one of us. He's not going to disprove you and say, you did something wrong. He's going to say, look at the way you behave. Look who you are. Look what you spent your money on. Look the way you spent your time. What was choshev to you? And for that you had. And for this, for Torah, and for mitzvahs you didn't have. That's the timer. Says the Beis HaLevi, this is Pshat in the Medrash. Vayomer Yosef el Achav, Ani Yosef ha'od avi chai. This is the Techocha. Oylo miyom ha'din, oylo miyom ha'techocha. What does din mean and what does Techocha mean? Din means the actual judgment. You did something wrong. Okay. But then there's another Oynish. There's Techocha. Techocha means you get told off. How do you get told off once it's all over? The telling off is the Rebbeinu Shlomo showing that you went through a lifetime of priorities in the wrong place. Suddenly for that you had money, for that you had time, for that you had koyach. And for this you didn't have koyach. For this you couldn't be bothered. For this I couldn't. I don't have koyach to get up in the morning. But for the right things, you'll get up. The stira, and we all have it. Everybody's full of stiras. The Ani Yosef that we're going to be showed upstairs is going to be scary. There's going to be a Yom HaDin for the Etzem Avera. And then there's going to be a Yom HaTechocha. There's going to be a Yom HaDin, which is, you weren't wearing kosher tefillin. And then there's going to be a Yom HaTechocha. You didn't have money. You couldn't afford it. It's too much. But he'll show you exactly all the way down the line where you could spend your money, where you wanted to spend your money, where you wanted to have a good time, what was choshev to you. I couldn't go to Geula to buy tzitzis. I studied this koich for other things. That's the Ani Yosef. That's the din. There's din on the Etzem Avera, and there's the Techocha of what did you do with that brain of yours that suddenly could make money, that could sit down and work out business and could do everything as long as it's not in the Beis HaMedrash. And you're going to be like this guy that met Elyon Novi, and Elyon's going to know what he's going to say to you. And for that you had, and for Torah you didn't, and for mitzvahs you didn't. And you're going to see it so clear. That is Gehenna. That busha. That frustration. That frustration of I could have and I didn't is the biggest Gehenna that you could have. The tiny, the biggest tzar is from when the person is nifter until he gets buried. In Svarim Ishtek, part of the tzar is the frustration. If only I could get back what I know now, what I understand, and I could get back, just give me another hour, I would change things around. Suddenly when you see the emes in front of you, the Ani Yosef, the Shvatim, Shiftei Kar that Klali throws on, all he said was Ani Yosef. He put a needle into this balloon that they were living in for 22 years, that they made a bezdin. And he said, Ani Yosef. And suddenly, the whole Stikl Torah that they had with Ribbono Shel Olam included in it went out the window. The whole Psak Din, the whole Shem Shemayim, that Yosef has a din of a roidef, he's Chayiv Misa. Suddenly the balloon was put into the, a pin was put into the balloon and it burst. Kinyiv Halom Ipona, suddenly they saw the stira. That stira they couldn't deal with. The Neshama's Nifra. How are we going to stand in front of Yishmael? How much frustration are we going to have? You're right. Is there anything I can do about it now? That is Din, that's Teichocha, and that's Gehenna. Ki Nivhalo Mipon of the Neshama Pasha went out. That's how much Busha. And when you're up there, when you feel the Busha and you see the emes in front of your eyes, are you going to be able to stand that Busha? That busha is, says rebellion, that busha is the Gehenna. For us to understand Gehenna, so we talk about Eish, fire. What could be more fire than that busha and that frustration of understanding what I could have and what I could have been and what I am? There's Din, there's also Techocha. And that's Pshat V'yeme Yisuv Elocha. Then the next pasuk says a new pasuk. V'yeme Yisuv Elocha. You got your Musa. Come forward. Now we're brothers. He doesn't ask again, how's your father? He already, the asking for the father was the Musa. We will go through life, and we always have to remember this Nikudah. We will go through life where there's always going to be Ani Yosef. There's always going to be Ha'oid Avichai. Are you sure what you're doing now stims 100% across the border? You sure what you're spending now works out with when you said no when it came to a Devar Mitzvah? This stira is the hardest thing to live through. It's what we call a reality check. A reality check. And the Eliyahu Navi, the Ribbono Shel Olam sends everybody the Eliyahu Navi every so often with a message that for to make a net, to know how to build a net, to know how to catch fish, to go into business and know how to do it, and be matzliach, you could have had the same head in the learning. Same siyata dishmaya, the same hatzlocha. What are you going to answer? I wasn't given a head. Nobody asked you to learn kol ha-Torah kula. Nobody's asking you to be el yashuv. Lefi mashahu! Who you are, your koichas. What your priority is, that is what the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to come to Adin. That is what we learned from this parasha. Ani Yosef. Everybody has to walk out with a hargosha. Am I living in a balloon? L'shem Shemayim, this big balloon that we all live for 70, 80 years, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to just pop it when I see the emes in front of me, and suddenly you're going to see, I lived my whole life in one stira. My whole life was one big contradiction. I did one thing, I said a different thing. That's the way we live. Our priorities are all messed up because what's good for us, what we think is good, that's the din, and that's the teichocho. Whenever we do something, we've always got to keep in mind that Ani Yosef Neyoid Avichai. Chumash, 10:30. 10:30, I'll be back.